I announced today a $5.6 billion funding and skilling package for flood rebuilding, a balanced package which cuts some spending programs, defers some new infrastructure, and applies a one-off levy to most Australian income earners from the 1st of July this year. $2 are saved in spending cuts for every $1 raised by the levy, with other changes to ensure we have enough skilled workers to get the new work done. The first part of the package I will explain today is the one-off levy. We will deliver this one-off levy and it will not include lower income earners. A levy of 0.5% will be applied on taxable income between $50,001 and $100,000, and a levy of 1% will be applied on taxable income above $100,000. Anyone earning under $50,000 per year will not pay the levy. In other words, it is not like the Medicare levy, which most taxpayers pay, and it applies to all of their income. It is not like the Medicare levy. It is like income tax rates, which apply only above certain income levels. Under this levy, someone who earns an income of $60,000 per year will pay just under $1 per week. A person earning $100,000 per year will pay just under $5 a week. The levy will apply in the 2011-12 financial year and it will raise $1.8 billion. People who are affected by the floods will not pay this levy. Anyone who receives the Australian Government Disaster Recovery Payment for a flood this financial year will be exempt. And importantly, this levy is completely separate from donations. People who have generously donated are helping out individuals in their time of need. People who pay this levy will be helping to rebuild the infrastructure, roads, bridges and ports which have been torn apart by these floods.